check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria going up to 31 degrees today. Joburg and Mpumalanga high of 29.
In Centurion on the N1 southbound, a collision near Boerter Avenue. All lanes are open. Traffic is moving slowly.
In your sport, Bafana Bafana to take on Egypt at the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations finals in Morocco. And drama in the world of horse racing after a top local jockey was caught striking an opponent with his crop during a race on Sunday.
We start in Mpumalanga, where Patco says the wheels of its fleet of buses are rolling despite the attacks through the night. A total of 47 buses were torched at four Patco bus depots in the province.
Initial reports indicate that an unknown group of assailants ambushed and bound security at the Moloto depot before setting buses alight and opening fire inside the depot. The rampage spread throughout the night, with additional depots reporting buses set alight.
Patco spokesperson Ndekuhle Qulu says at the Moloto depot, two buses were torched and two employees were injured. The rest of the buses were engulfed in flames at Patco's Wolvercraal, Sia Bushwa and Faalbank depots. You can check out a video of the fire at the Moloto depot. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. President Cyril Ramaphosa has signed into law the Preservation and Development of Agricultural Land Bill, which sets out a policy and regulatory framework for the preservation and development of agricultural land. Spokesperson in the presidency, Vincent Mgwenya, says the law seeks to protect and preserve agricultural land and its productive use to ensure that agricultural land is also available for to support long-term food production.
It also sets out a countrywide policy and regulatory framework for the preservation and development of agricultural land.
Meanwhile, the presidency says Ramaphosa had a telephone call with his Rwandan counterpart Paul Kagame to discuss the recent developments in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo and the escalation in fighting. This follows the death of 9 South African National Defence Force soldiers. In the Eastern DRC city of Goma, it's feared that the death toll can rise after the M23 forces attacked the city yesterday. It's still not clear exactly how much of Goma is still under Congolese control, with at least 17 people reported to have been killed. Back in South Africa, National Parks has confirmed the circumstances surrounding the death of Shaik Adam Shabir Ahmed, who was killed by an elephant at the Malalaan Gate of the Kruger National Park. SANParks spokesperson Ike Pachler says, according to eyewitnesses, the family parked close to the reception area and the children ran into the bushes from where the elephant then charged at them. The 59-year-old deceased was helping the children when he was trampled. He succumbed to his injuries on the scene.
We've also been asked questions around what happened to the animal. Well, there were several of them in the vicinity, and immediately after the incident, they all moved away while people were attending to the deceased. There is going to be constant monitoring of the behavior of animals in that area.
And on the East Rand, traffic is flowing again on the R21 North after a dead buffalo was found in the left lane near Olifantsfontein earlier this morning. Ekurhuleni Metro Police Department spokesperson Tibisi Mukhato says what happened is not clear because...
Yeah, the cameras are totally not working.
The cameras don't work in that area.
No.
I'm Gerda de Souza, net weer die hoofnuus die uur. Patco sê busse in Mpumalanga is op hulle roetes ten spyte van gisteraand se aanvalle op 4 depots in die provinsie.
Ja. All right. So in all seriousness, we'll wrap it up for you and give our experience, give an honest account of that. How hard can it be coming up in a couple of minutes' time? There were hurdles.
Oh, hurdles.
Challenges. Nobody's perfect.
Oh, well, look at
Are you sticking with how hard can it be? This was like, we couldn't do it. That's
no,
what this is.
No, we did do some of it.
Yes. No, I don't. I think Gerda, that's really not reading
I
the...
I got it. 8 out of 10.
That's Let
not
me
reading
just
the
tell
room.
You.
I think these days, participation is very important.
Yes. There's trophies for those
You've
things.
Never said that not before.
I know.
Winning is not everything.
Oh, those are not words from Martin Baker.